listening to the Kurt Landry Podcast, where we're going to help you discover your kingdom destiny. My name is Daryl, and sitting across from me, as always, it's his show. It's Rabbi Kurt Landry. And in this episode, we're talking Shavuot 5784. But as always, before we really get into it, Rabbi, how was the weekend?
Hey, it's been great, I tell you. And I'm going to say it a little different, but Shavuot is actually...
I do my best.
Yeah, no, it's all, listen, it's all close enough.
Southernese, right?
Close enough. But what this is for me, the reason it's so important, just in real basic, number one is let's bring it into the Rabbi Kurt Landry mindset, okay? If you look at the way you start your year... realistically, after you start your year out at Rosh Hashanah, you're at Yom Kippur, you've repented, you now create covenant with God at the Feast of Tabernacles, okay? And so you're traveling along. So this is the biblical new year. So I'm just kind of giving you the cycle of it. So what happens is all of it's about covenant empowering, covenant in making... alignment. So then you get to Hanukkah. So now you're like in December-ish of that year. And what Hanukkah is a test to show you that what you've learned so far can overpower the enemy, which was in Hanukkah was Antiochus the IV and basically the Hellenistic ways against the Jewish roots way or the biblical way. So now you're at about the 6 month, spot. So now you get into, all right, I'm taking my game to another level. You get into Purim, you get into Esther and Mordecai, and you realize that the Amalekite spirits have tried to overthrow and to slow you down. And God teaches you, now that you're dealing with powers and principalities, He teaches you how to overcome that. So then the next thing that happens is you need to be purified from all that time of that battle, and you come to Passover. So Passover is like, great, you've learned to prosper, so to say, in Egypt. Now we're going to take you out of Egypt into a promised land. We're going to bring you into promotion, financial prosperity, wealth transfer, all that stuff for that year. That happens at deliverance at Passover. Now you have 50 days between now and Shavuot to where you prepare for the empowerment time. So what is the empowerment? What Shavuot is basically two birthdays in your family line. The first birthday is the birthday of Torah, which is instruction. Okay, so basically, Old Testament biblical instruction is birthed, and what's birthed at the same time is the church, the Holy Spirit comes. So where you're at, the reward of everything I just said, not trying to complicate you, but what happens is now you have instruction and power to understand it. That's the key to Shavuot, particularly this Shavuot coming up, 5784, the power of instruction, the ability to discern, the nine gifts of the Spirit podcast that we did, the ability to discern and the ability to be able to have the Holy Spirit show you how to take action with that discernment, that's what Shavuot's all about.
Podcast at kurtlandry.com. If you've got a comment, you got a question, we're always fielding those. We're trying to organize them right now because we've gotten so many requests and so many emails. So we want to thank you for anyone listening or watching. But speaking of, if you're watching on YouTube, please like this video, comment, join the community for One New Man. That's always helpful as you're growing through your spiritual journey. But also subscribe to the channel. There's tons of other content other than this podcast that you can get right here on YouTube. If you're watching it through the One New Man Network app, let us know that as well. If you're listening, Spotify or Apple, please give us a review and rank us. Give us 5 stars. We would love that. So, Rabbi, really looking into 5784, you give me a good, walkthrough as someone listening or watching naturally would say, okay, we get to this feast, so why leading up, in the moment, how type of thing. What are you seeing for 5784?
Okay, so let's do this podcast a little differently.
Okay.
I don't know if this is going to work or not, but we're going to try it. So anyway, so what I'm going to do is, I'm going to say, like, okay, so let's, we're in June and we have an election in November. And I think it's a critical election. I think all elections are critical. And the wars are increasing around the world. And here's the key is my question to you is, and I'm going to now take over the podcast.
Oh, no.
And I'm going to ask you the question is, okay, Daryl, for you, at your position in life and at your age, would you desire or do you desire to have more knowledge of God and the world? And do you need more power with the Holy Spirit to be able to discern the world's ways? Let me ask you that question.
Pretty simple. Yes.
Okay. So then my next question is, do you want to know how to be able to have a habit and pattern to be able to increase your wisdom of God and the power of the Holy Spirit?
I would probably say, could you show me?
Yeah.
Does it cost anything?
Yeah. Well, everything costs and deep things cost, and I'm not talking finances, but it costs time, task, and activity. So what happens is the reason we had the counting down of the Omer between the second day of Passover and the Shavuot service is what's happening is all of that is preparation, so to say, to, I mean, you're a tech guy. You know that if we're going to go and do a live stream, okay, and we know that how much, like, it's a big event and we have a lot more traffic, then what happens is you have to prepare all the technical stuff. Is this right? On the backside versus, let's say, if we're having an event and there's only going to be 2,000 people live, but if we're having an event where we're going to get slammed with 200,000 people coming from all over the world, then the preparation that you have to do for that live stream on the backside has to be prepared beforehand. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. Now, one thing I always kind of push to be consistent and to do it in excellence, that even for an expected smaller crowd in person to digital online, I try to treat that the exact same. So by the time we get to the point where it's going to be a really large event, everybody's already conditioned into it.
Okay, so that's the same thing here. So what's happening is what God is saying about Shavuot 5784 to you and to all of you listening is I would be prepared for a large crowd of revelation coming to sit in your brain.
So once you say you receive it, right? What do you do with it?
So, well, here's the key is, first of all, you have to capture it.
Okay.
You have to capture it first. Because just because the rain falls doesn't mean that you're going to have anything to take away. It depends on the size of the bucket or the funnel you make with the plastic to lead it into a bucket somewhere. What I'm telling you is the spiritual rain is going to fall, and depending on it's like the disciples in John 21. Children, have you caught any fish yet? No. Throw your net over the right side. So you could either throw in a fishing hook in and caught one fish one after another, or you throw this net and there's, you know, a huge amount of fish. So the key is what I'm saying, that there's a huge amount of revelation coming. So if you look, this is my coffee cup here. It's about half full. If I want to, now what I have in it is old coffee, okay? These are my old thoughts. If fresh revelations falling from heaven, the first thing I would recommend that I do, if I know, okay, pure gold is going to, 14 karat gold is going to pour from heaven, okay? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to empty this cup and clean it out so that I can hold as much of that gold as possible. So that's the key with Shavuot. Before you come to a service on Shavuot, you need to empty your mind out so that your mind becomes a net so that you can capture the revelation. Listen, I can answer your next question with that, but I want to say, first of all, if you can't capture it, you can't do anything with it, because what happens, it's going to come and it's going to spill away and you and you've lost the seed of it. You have to capture the seed.
What does the actual prep look like? So, you know, we're leading up through very impactful, very significant feast. And you get into position, you know it's coming, right? You've watched a lot of our content. You've read a lot of our content. You're being fed spiritually, and you're doing a lot of prayer and meditation with the Lord, right? Kind of that morning rabbi time. And what and how do you really prepare to receive it, to capture it, right? Because going throughout your day, and it's something that I always tried to be mindful of, is that when I get home, right? The wife, the kids, the wife comes first, right? I got to dress it and move it all the way down because it's really easy to put the kids first or put myself first because I've had a long day, right? So how do I compartmentalize? What are some techniques that you can give people that are watching, people that are listening, to try to prepare to capture and receive it?
Really make time. I would make a list in your goals to grow is what are your top five distractions? And in those top five distractions, do they lead to worry or do they lead to faith? And so if you can identify the top five things that cause distraction, it may be a news program that you're watching that, you know, is constantly negative. So, it's just the whole mental media manipulation thing. Of course, I'm a behavioral person, and that's my training in the corporate world. So when I'm watching, it doesn't make any difference who I'm watching. You can see the pattern. I literally click it off. So like what happens is if I'm watching the news, I'm just trying to gather a few nuggets. And then I know that the sleep thing's going to come up. Or I know that here's the vitamins for this, whatever it is. It doesn't make any difference. All that commercialization is timed. And if you listen to it three times, what happens is your mind starts processing the fact, you know what? You've got a problem sleeping. You need that. I don't want to mention the name. I'm not trying to cause a problem. But
don't do that.
But all of this stuff, listen, it's programmed. I know. I mean, I was in marketing and in all that. I get totally like how it works, and it's very planned. So what happens is you have to find out, where is your fear coming from? Is it too much social media? Is it too much news? Whatever it is. And so what you need to do before Shavuot and before you get home is to meditate on that which is good and pure and holy and of good report, and try to get yourself spiritually jacked up so that you're bringing home the joy of the Lord, which is your strength. So you need to meditate on good things. My biggest way to shift my soul into from being down or concerned into joy is praise and music. Music and praise and worship works for me. So, you know, you're driving from here to Tulsa, you can make a decision that you're going to praise the Lord, so that what happens is you're not taking the problems and the heaviness of what we're facing, you're not taking that into the household. We did our podcast on fatherhood. Part of fatherhood is I do not share all my what I know with my family. Okay? And I'm not trying to be deceitful, but with the intel that I get, particularly, I'll just use one of my worlds is Israel. They don't need to know what I know. Okay? They can't do anything about it. But at the same time, if I don't cleanse myself before I'm heading into the house with praise, my wife is very discerning like yours. And then it will start, this will sound familiar. Well, what's wrong, baby? What are you doing?
Or what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so
get an attitude.
Yeah. So because, and then what happens is you haven't finished thinking about it And so you bring it home. So what I do is I try when I do this, I say, Lord, I'm just going to leave this at your feet and then I'll worship. And then this way, when I come in, I'm not carrying that, particularly with the little people, man, they may not know how to express it, but they pick up on it. And so I never want to bring my burdens or my anxieties and let it go on to them. So to say, when they're little and they lay up on my chest, which I love that, and I'm holding them, I want them to be at a place of peace. But that's a choice for me. My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. If I choose to turn on the peace button by cleansing it and praising and praying in tongues, being at peace, or I can come in and I'm carrying the fact that, hey, there's 150,000 missiles in Lebanon that are being controlled by Hezbollah, and you know, we're not sure if there's enough Iron Dome power to knock them down. What percentage of these? See, I'm giving you a very real scenario, so I can't like. Is that true? What I just said? Yes, it is true, but it's part of my prayer world. But I don't need to be bringing that into my house. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, so we have a couple of really incredible books. They're workbooks, very, very practical. You have one of them with you right now. Point it up. Obviously, if you're listening, you can't see this. So I want to encourage you to go to YouTube so you can actually see this. But look into your ISO camera and just show the book and just tell me a little bit about the book, because you can find this on our shop. You can find it at curtlandry.com. You just look for anything that resources, best-selling books. You can find it right there.
Yeah. Okay. So the book, you want me to hold this up to the camera?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Show it right there.
Okay. Let me just show this to you. Listen, I love this book. So now what I'm doing with this book is I knew I was going to be coming to talk to you about Shavuot, you know, which is Pentecost. And so if you want to understand what the church understands about Pentecost and what the Jews understand about Shavuot, this book connects the dots. What's the takeaway? Divine protection, divine authority, and divine prosperity. They're all keys in this book. So I want to open this up to you, and I just want to show you, like on the eighth chapter, this is Shavuot. But one of the things that is really valuable with all the books that we produce is ask questions. Okay, I want to show this to you. Okay. These are questions that over the years, I'll just show it to you. Okay. Let's see if I can get that on the camera right. See, these are the questions right here. So these are real basic questions, and then it gives you the scriptures on the next page to meditate on. So it not only answers the question, but then it gives you, this is all, listen, you don't have to do the homework. It's just right, whoops, I'm sorry, going down the wrong side. It's right here. It gives you the scriptures. But I want to talk to you about the questions, if I can, Daryl, because these are the questions, the way, when we put these books together, these after years and years of looking at people's lives and the questions that would come in at House of David and Curt Landry Ministries. And the first question is, the Israelites responded to God's goodness and provision with an offering. See Deuteronomy 16:16. How do you respond to God's provision? See, and so the answer is this, quite simply is, you can pray and you can make decrees and proclamations and supplicate and fast, but you have to sow a seed. So here's the mystery. When your words and your seed are saying the same thing, you're going to have a manifestation of deliverables from heaven to earth. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. And that's Spring Feast. You can just look at that at curtlandry.com. Just go to our shop and you can look for best-selling books. Okay, so question two is, because, I mean, we're kind of pinned up a little bit, but I really want to get these questions answered. So if people can get the resource, they can get the book. There's a lot more that they can really dive into, Rabbi.
Well, you asked a question. You said to me, you said, and I love it. I love this relationship on the podcast because you come from a different background than I do. And you come from a background that a lot of people who watch these are coming from, similar background. So we're asking the same question. So you asked me, well, how do I prepare? I mean, you have two children, a dog and a house and a wife and you're, you know, and you work for us and you particularly work for me. So you're getting called on whenever the wind blows. It's different. I know a lot of people say, oh, I'd love to be work there, and saying, well, you have to pray about that. But anyway,
you got to be flexible.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that this is our passion and we're in a war and we can't, like, you know, we can't 8-to-5 this war. It's not how war works. But anyway, you asked me, you said, how do we prepare for this? How do I prepare for Shavuot? Here's the question. How do I receive God's instruction? And it says, with a soft, teachable heart or a hardened heart. So that's why I love repentance. Repentance tills the soul to be able to receive the seed. And that's the key, is the heart. If you'll prepare your heart, it will receive the seed and you'll have a bumper crop.
Say that again.
If you'll prepare your soul, your mind, will, and emotions with repentance, it will receive the seed of the word. So when the seed comes into your ear and it's processed in your brain, when it goes into your heart, if your heart is soft, which means it's peaceful, not rebellious, not angry, not offended, then the seed lands in the deep soil and you'll have a 60 to 100-fold return. If your heart is bitter and unforgiving, the seed goes in, sits on the top of the hard soil, sun comes, kills the seed, no return.
So we've had an episode on intentionality and being super precise and intentional with certain choices and decisions and how you can make that applicable, just not in your everyday life, but in all aspects of spiritual life. And so when you're telling the story about you know, practically what you have to do to not bring so much worldly negativity and reality, because, I mean, it's real things that are happening that are terrible that you have to be burdened with, right? Because God's put you in that position to burden to an extent, but then you lay it at the feet of Christ, because none of us are strong enough to carry all these burdens in life. And so it's something, am I tracking from intentionality of saying that you have to make a decision to enter into that peace of whatever that circumstance is to be in position for this?
Exactly. The intentionality is like, what's the habit and pattern? Okay. In the world, the way they do it is, okay, I'm going home. I've had a hard day. I'm angry at the boss, I'm whatever. So I'm going to stop with the boys, get a couple beers before I go home, so that when I go home, it's a similar intention, so that when I go in, I've had a couple beers and I'm relaxed. And this way, when I go in, I'm not taking it into the house. It's a bad plan. It doesn't work. But that's the counterfeit of what I'm talking about. So what I'm talking about is, like, with you and Nathan, you're in the car, you're getting ready to go home, you're going from the stuff. You can either pray together or worship together or get into a habit of where you're saying, listen, we're going to take everything we're concerned about. You've got time because you're carpooling. And that's the way I learned scripture, was carpooling with the gentleman that owned the fruit business. I mean, I carpooled for him for years and he just did nothing but read scripture in the car to me and then explain it. So what happens is, you can turn that time in to where you're not, what's happening is, the man of God is, and husband and daddy's coming home, not carrying the burden, so that you actually become that father who's responsible. You know, to me, I don't think that, and I know people get angry at this, but I don't think that your spouse has to know everything that you're battling. I mean, there has to be a certain amount of communication and transparency, but some of the stuff I think that we're supposed to protect our family from and just take care of it. But that's, you know, I don't know. It's just, it's what I do. I know that the sensitivity of my spouse, the sensitivity of my daughter, who is a COO of Kurt Lander Ministries, I have to be able to protect them to a certain degree over some of the stuff I know, because I'm going to intercede. I'm going to pray. And to be honest with you, a lot of it, I'm fixing it behind the scenes. I'm going to fix it anyway. So all they're going to do is get the result. And I think I think men need to know that, you know, some of the stuff the Lord's giving you, it's a father son type thing where he wants you to be able to trust him, to trust you, to be that father that fixes the problem.
So we got about 5 minutes left, really trying to fit this into a short car trip or maybe a quick 30-minute workout in the morning if this is how you watch or listen to content. So we got two questions left. Let's hit question number three.
Okay, number three is, how has the Holy Spirit provided instruction in your life during this season? And so I would say probably the biggest benefit of praying in tongues is revelation. To where you can take a shower. I shared this before. I'll go in the shower sometimes if I don't have answers. And so while I'm showering, I'll pray in tongues. And then when I get out and I'm shaving and putting the final details to go out, I'll get revelation. And the last question is, the Holy Spirit fills and empowers believers. What is he empowering you in this coming season? So I'll just answer the question for me, and you can answer the question, is what he's empowering in me is, this is major for me. if you have to think it first, okay? He's saying you have to think it first. He says, my people perish for lack of vision. He says, you have to think it. So he's personally dealing with me about some issues. And one of the issues is, he says, you're not thinking big enough. And the reason that you're not getting the next steps to go forward is you're trying to go forward and you're thinking at this level and you're thinking, here's me, here's the situation you're calling me to. And you're thinking like this, and the Lord's thinking like this.
So you're thinking Kurt level. Right.
And God's thinking
God level. Big.
Yeah. Bigger than me. And so what's happening is my lack of thinking is blocking me from the solution that I'm looking for, like deliverables and solution. My life in ministry is about bringing results to people. So I'm thinking here. And so the only way to get from here to here is the Holy Spirit. That's why the Shavuot, the feast of Shavuot, is about fire. So if you have the word, okay, here's Kurt's mind. Kurt's mind is here. You take the Holy Spirit with fire and you bring the two together. They become a rocket and they go up to the next level so I can see what God's seeing.
Yeah, so no.
I made a random comment to you the other day when we were doing a podcast, and I said something about, a project that we're not going to mention, but we're working on. I made a random comment, and I watched you react to it. I said, well, I'm just thinking too small. It's going to be bigger. And that's the problem with the planning of that project. For me, my responsibility as the leader and the visionary is to bring it to the people. So what's happening is I'm not bringing a big enough vision, and that's why that we're having some, like, how do we make this thing go? It's because we're not thinking big enough. And that's my responsibility. So believe me, by the time Passover gets here, we'll be thinking big enough. But that's a process. So like one of the ways, how do you expand the vision of your organization? You bring in, like what we did with Lyle Wells. We're bringing in Apostle Chuck Pierce. He's going to come in and prophesy. You start bringing in people from the outside source. We prophesy in part, we look through a glass dimly, and what it does, it expands everybody's vision. That's why my biggest warning to businesses and ministries is, if you only cross-pollinate with the same people within your same denomination and doctrinal world, you're not going to grow, because all you're getting is confirmation to your problem. If you want to grow, confirmation is going to come from somebody else who is doing something at a higher level than you did. That's so the confirmation always comes in cross-pollinization.
Really, really good stuff. All right, Rabbi, 30 seconds. Give us your final thoughts, your lasting thoughts for everyone listening and watching.
Well, I would prepare for Shavuot. I would order the Spring Feast Biblical Study of Passover and Shavuot. Listen, this is a keeper. It's not expensive, but it's very well done. If you'll bring this workbook into your life, it'll help prepare your mind to be able to see those bigger visions for your life. So I want you to order that today.
Yeah, well, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Kurt Landry Podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, please like, leave comments, subscribe, join our One New Man Covenant YouTube membership so you can get in proximity with other believers that are just trying to live right and do it right. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple, please leave us a comment, share this podcast, video or audio with everybody that you know. Especially this one that's just going to give you so much insight into this feast. Well, I guess, Rabbi, until next time, we've got a lot to we've got a lot of blessings and a lot of things to kind of accomplish this year.
Yeah, it's going to be a great year, and it will be the best is yet to come. And understand this, I want to say this word. I'll give you a prophetic word. Your storm is your friend. Because what it does is it causes you to tighten down the sails of your boat, sail tighter into the wind so that you can get to your destination faster. And so the storm is your friend. Don't fear the storm. Let it blow you into the destiny and let the doors of your destiny be wide open, particularly this year of 5784.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us. Obviously, we love having you here on YouTube and different platforms. We'll see you next time.